Perhaps the most important midah of all of Parshas Pekudei is not a specific midah, but the importance of tallying up. What does that mean to tally up? So sometimes you tally up at the end of a restaurant and who had a hamburger and who had french fries and who pays what. Sometimes you tally up after being at the sports and who paid for the tickets, who paid for the parking lot. But Moshe tallies up at the end of the Binyas HaMishkan and he tries to account for where everything was invested, what was collected, what was accomplished. As we've spoken about so often, everything about the Mishkan is iconic. You're not just building a Mishkan, you're also building Avodas Hashem. So if in constructing the Mishkan, a person has to constantly tally up and keep an accounting, so similarly in Avodas Hashem. And this is, of course, known as the trait and the value of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Maseilas Yesharim Per Gimel, and the Midah of Zehirus, talks about the importance of Cheshbon HaNefesh. V'hinani roa tzarech li'adam she'em medakdek v'shokel d'rachav d'var yom b'yomo. A person should constantly evaluate and assess and account for his decisions. Kisocharim hagidolim, like businessmen, asher yifalsu tamid kol iskehim. Every day they account for the monies, the expenditures. Every business has an accountant. Every business has to chart the in and the out, the flow of cash. V'yikba itim b'shaos l'zeh. You should set aside specific times. Shaloye mishkalo aroi. Your accounting shouldn't be unplanned, serendipitous when you come to it. Ela bikvias gadol. It should be something that's done with clear focus, time set aside in a permanent fashion. Ki rav hataladahu. Because the impact and the benefit is great. Now, this is the importance of Cheshbon HaNefesh. I had a friend, a little couple years older than me, I was very close with in high school, whose commitment to religion, to Avodas Hashem, really struck me. Unfortunately, he died very early from cancer, very early, like in his early 20s. But he used to conduct, he told me, a Cheshbon HaNefesh every night. Every night he'd sit on his bed and say, what did he do right that day? What did he do wrong that day? Where could he have better invested? I remember trying it as a youngster, like fourth grade or something. I kept the book. My mother found the book and showed it to me. Like I bought ketchup for my brother. I did a good thing. I screamed at my father. Did a bad thing. You know, I gave up the seat on the sofa. Did a good thing. I thought at some point it became too much tension and too much focus. But on the other hand, just to live life unexamined and unquestioned and unaccounted for, even if your intentions are good, even if your intentions are proper, I'm talking about people whose lives are desultory and aimless. Even people who are focused on Avodas Hashem, from time to time. So most people conduct a Cheshbon HaNefesh, let's say, Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur time. Maseilas Yesharim is urging us, Parashas Pekudei is urging us to be a little bit more vigilant about setting aside time. So let's say, maybe a recommendation is to try every Shabbos. At the end of every week, just look back at your week. Obviously, the flow of yeshiva is very intense. The flow of the week is very, very rushed. But at the end of the week, what did I do well? What did I not do so well? Remember, an accounting is conducted on two levels in Parshas Pekudei. It's not just accounting for the general direction. Obviously, the Mishkan is getting off the ground. The enterprise is succeeding. But more specific, how much was collected and where did the Zav end up? Where did the Nechoshes end up? Where did the Kesef end up? Moshe was able to track in a very specific manner. So what type of your kochos are you investing in what? And maybe those kochos should be invested in other things. It's not just that I have kochos and I'm investing them wisely, but where are these kochos ending up especially? As we keep talking about over the next couple of years, where you will be investing in kochot with people who may not be investing those same kochot for Avodas Hashem. Let's say you're sitting in a college course, and your goal in reading Shakespeare or reading philosophy or studying math is to become a deeper person that understands the world better, than understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, can earn a living better. Whereas the person next to you, he's an atheist, or she's a Christian or something, and they don't necessarily have the exact same value system. So you have to think very carefully, well, these values that I'm being exposed to, and I'm on the same track as those people, and I'm trying to work on those values, but for me the investment is so-and-so, so that doesn't have to be micro-investment. It doesn't mean that every time you walk out of a class of literature, you say, wow, now I'm a bigger Ben Tara because I read two lines of Shakespeare. But if you feel that's going to help you, to be very, very careful about Cheshbon HaNefesh. So one of the moments of Pekudei is Moshe becomes an accountant. Moshe conducts a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Obviously, it's not a Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a Cheshbon of money. But everything in the Mishkan is iconic. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Moshe Pekad, Moshe Pekad, Api Moshe. Points of Cheshbon HaNefesh is always something that's good to talk about from Parshas Pekudei. Okay. Let's go back to or start our Gemara. And this is, as we talked about, this is Migo week, so very exciting.